NFL Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
All right, he's the senior NFL insider for ESPN. He's our guy, Adam Schefter, and he's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fangest Hotline. Shefty, good to have you.
Hello there, guys. What's going on?
You tell us, is this Jadeveon Clowney thing official? Is Adam Schefter stamping it official today to the Browns?
Jadeveon Clowney agreement on a one-year deal worth up to $10 million. They get a defensive end to line up opposite Myles Garrett, who will not draw the top offensive tackle or the type of attention that he has elsewhere. And that should free him up, if he's healthy, to have a big year in Cleveland, I would think, with Myles Garrett again dominating the attention of opposing offenses.
No dooubt. No doubt about it, Shefty. You know, big-time news coming out about one of the best players in the league today, Aaron Donald of the Rams. What do you know about it? What details do you have, and where do we go from here?
Well, a lawyer is accusing him of allegedly assaulting one of his clients. We'll see what happens with this. Obviously, I don't know many of the details. I've just seen what is out there today. I'm sure the NFL will take a look at it. We'll see what develops from it. If it is true, obviously, he could be facing discipline over that. The NFL doesn't tolerate those types of situations, not to mention the fact that it could be criminal if it's true what the lawyer is alleging. So we'll see what comes of that. Again, early in the process right now.
Let me take it back to Clowney just for a quick second. You know, everyone wants to know about, we are assuming that the knee injury that he had, where he missed half the season, is okay. He passed through that. And just your thoughts on the deal in general. I know the Browns wanted to either get this done before the draft or not, because, you know, they're picking 26. And I, like you said earlier in your comment, which I think is appropriate, about that it could affect what they do there. Was there any leverage on Clowney's side? Was it, you know, the Browns are bust here in a way before the draft?
I think they were the most interested team. They were interested last year. I think some other teams had some concerns about his knees, and I think there were some health issues there. And I think Cleveland was willing to roll with him and take a chance on him. And so you give him a deal here worth up to the $10 million. And again, if you're right and you hit, it's a great deal. And if you're not, okay, well, have some cap space, need some defensive help. Let's line up another former number one overall pick with another former number one overall pick at both edges of the defense. And there you go.
You know, Shefty, last couple of days, we've been kind of locking into some of these mock drafts since we're inching closer and closer to the draft on the 29th. And we've been discussing the Patriots recently involved with Justin Fields and Kuiper, and some other guys in the business have had the Patriots moving up into the top 10, maybe even to the top 5 to grab a quarterback. Are you hearing any of that from New England's camp or people around the league that New England is interested in moving up?
Let me ask you a question. If the Patriots were, and I have no indication that they are, how would people around the league know that?
Well, that's a great question, and that's a question I would want to ask you, since you're tapped into people kind of behind the scenes and everything about that. I don't know.
I'm not telling you that they can't move up, because, of course, like, they're at Justin Fields' pro day today. They're watching him work out. Sure. For all we know, they love Justin Fields, and then they make a move up from 15 to whatever it is to go get him if they – really like the guy. I'm just texting somebody. And so my point is that if New England were working on moving up as San Francisco moved, did you hear anything in advance about San Francisco moving up? It just came out of nowhere.
Yep.
Would you be more or less likely to hear anything about New England moving up? You'd be less likely. So people are just saying that. That's exactly what it is. They're just saying it. Any team could move up that's in the quarterback market, just speculatively, right? So if a certain quarterback falls to a certain spot, yeah, I'm sure New England would consider that. But New England hasn't moved up much. It still doesn't have a history of telegraphing its plans. And so all that is us just spitballing whether it would be worth it. And we don't know the quarterbacks that would slide or who they would like. And so I think it's safe to say New England's in the quarterback market. It's still looking. It still has not fully addressed its questions at the position. And we're going to find out what the Patriots do there.
Yeah, I told Maddie the other day that I think this is certainly a draft day thing that could happen. The Patriots, I think, are in a move where, like, I said to Matt the other day, Shefty, that they can't get higher than three. So no one's leaving those three spots. So the Patriots aren't going to make some big move not knowing who they can get. They almost have to wait till the draft comes to them a little bit. And let's say they are interested in Fields, and Fields does drop past Denver at nine. Well, now New England may pick up the phone and say, you know what, Jerry Jones? We're interested in moving up to your spot. Is that how you see these things happening? Because I'm with you. It's, you know, there's no way they can get up to where they could guarantee Fields anyway, because here's the other thing. We don't know who San Francisco really is going to take. So, you know, I think, do you agree that Lawrence and Wilson are as locks get without knowing, or is number two still in play?
Look, that's why San Francisco's traveling around right now, right? And so we don't know ultimately what they will decide. We do know that they like Mac Jones. They like Trey Lance. And I think they're intrigued with Justin Fields. So let's let it play out, and we'll see how it works out.
Can we officially put the Russell Wilson stuff to bed? Because that was a thing not too long ago, and it seems to have calmed down here recently. Everything you're hearing, is everything okay up there in Seattle with Russell and the relationship with everyone involved with the decision-making?
Well, I would just say this, that it's certainly quieted down. It doesn't seem like there's something brewing on the horizon right now. But I'm not ready to just write it off just yet. I'm not ready to write it off and say, oh, that's not happening. It doesn't look like it's happening. I haven't heard a sense around the league of people expecting it to happen. But it was out there, and a lot of teams filled their quarterback needs. And until the draft comes and goes, and nothing's, I always reserve the right to change my mind and be aware that something always could happen. Again, am I expecting it? Not right now. Are people on? No. Is it as hot button front and center as it was a month ago? No. It seems to have died down. Absolutely. But I don't just say, okay, well, that's it. He's safe. I don't say that.
We saw Julian Edelman retire. It was quite a production and a lot of emotion to walk out to Foxborough and get in the director's chair and kind of take a look around at his career. What a phenomenal football player. Just all he did was bring it every single game. All he did was get open. He was so reliable. He was clutch. Great athlete coming in. Certainly he was paired with maybe the best to ever do it. But when it's all said and done, is he done, do you think? I know Gronk threw out something funny to TMZ saying, yeah, I could see him down in Tampa, you know, in a year or whatever. But what you know about his situation, a guy who's going to turn 35 next month and only played six games last season with a chronic knee, you don't see this thing where he reclines on the lazy boy for a year and says, I'm going to give it another shot. How do you feel about his retirement?
It's a retirement. Now, look, could his knees heal up? Yeah, but I think he was pretty beaten up. I think his knees were in bad shape. And I think that's why he's walking away from the game and not going to Tampa like the rest of the former Patriots to play with Tom. And I know that was the immediate reaction on social media. Oh, yeah, he's going to Tampa. But that's I don't believe that's the case. And and we'll see how that plays out.
All right, big guy. Good stuff, man. We are inching to the draft, so yeah. We'll keep you on speed dial, buddy.
Well, yeah, and I'm coming to your town. How about that?
You're coming to Columbus or going to the draft in Cleveland?
In Cleveland. No, where are your state?
Well, you're close. Yeah, right. Yeah, you're inside 2 hours. Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Nice. All right, so, well, If we go, we'll connect somehow. But we will be in touch, man. We appreciate your insight, and we'll hit you next week.
That'd be great, guys. Look forward to it. Thanks for having me today. We'll talk next Wednesday. Be well. Stay safe. Talk soon.